Gentlemen, you can have me by your side as your personal coach for a full year, unlimited sessions on demand. That's what laser coaching is all about. Check it out yourself at www.mountaintoppodcast.com/laser.
Live from the mist-enshrouded mountaintop fortress that is X and Y Communications headquarters, you're listening to the world-famous Mountaintop Podcast. And now, here's your host, Scott McKay.
Greetings, gentlemen. Welcome once again to another big episode of the world-famous Mountaintop Podcast. My name is Scott McKay, at Scott McKay on Twitter, Real Scott McKay on Instagram, Scott McKay on YouTube. You can find the Facebook group at Mountaintop Summit. And of course, the website is www.mountaintoppodcast.com. Today, I have with me yet another returning guest. He's a guy you probably know. He is meteoric on YouTube, has one of the biggest followings on YouTube of any guy who's out there doing dating and relationship advice for men. You know him as Trip Advice, but I also know him as Trip Kramer. Trip, man, how's it going, man? Good to talk to you again.
It is going well. When was the last time I was on your podcast? I feel like this was maybe like 4 years ago at this point.
Yeah, it could be. You know what's even really interesting? Yeah, could be even longer. What's really interesting is I remember specifically being the first guest you had on your podcast, which I still consider a wonderful honor.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, you were the first guest.
Yeah, I was the guinea pig.
Wow, that's crazy. That was so that was definitely back in 2014, 2015, because that's when I started it. And now I've been going for 4 years. It's so funny because I still feel like my podcast is new. You've been doing it much longer than I have. And I feel like I've been doing it for 4 years, which feels like a long time, but it still feels so new. Like I started yesterday and I just recorded today my 310th episode. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Tempus fugits, my friend. For sure. Yeah. And you're a lot more prolific than I am. I've had years where I've decided to slack off on the podcast thing, really just hitting it with a big heavy hammer for the first time in a long while lately. We've been putting out shows every week. So, you're part of the solution, which I appreciate greatly.
I am happy to be part of the solution. I'm happy to be back.
Yes. And we have a good solution for the gentlemen who are listening today. We're going to cover a topic that I hear questions about and get comments on pretty much constantly. But I'm not really sure, Trip, if we've ever done a podcast episode that's devoted to this topic. And the topic is having value as a man. And, you know, back in the pickup artist era, Trip, this was talked about all the time. Women need a man with value. If you don't demonstrate value, DHVs and things like that, there were acronyms about value, you're not going to get any women, they would say. And yet this term value always seemed kind of elusive, didn't it? I think one of the first things we should do on this show is break down what women are looking for when they're envisioning a man of value. What say you?
Well, I would say that and value is such a – can I just be really honest right now?
Please.
I hate that term. It's so stupid. It's just so dumb. No, but it's
– Most pickup artist terms are pretty dumb when you get right down to it.
Yeah, it just – what it is I see it – I like to – let's be synonymous for a second. You know, let's just say value is what makes you a quality, attractive man. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think that would be synonymous with value? Like what makes you a quality, an attractive guy? Like what is it about you that would make a woman want to see you again? Bottom line.
I'm going to answer that two ways. Bottom line is I agree with you wholeheartedly. Okay. Anybody who's been a fan of our work around here and has been listening to this podcast has heard me use the phrase high quality man infinitely more often than a man of value. You know, in terms of how I phrase it, the semantics used. Because anytime I hear someone talk about being a man who demonstrates value, invariably they're referring to you have money or you have fame or you have some kind of alpha power over other people. And usually it's not even something real. It's the illusion of that, which I find, you know, vomit worthy, cringe worthy in the same way you're probably thinking. So that's the first thing. From a bottom line perspective, yes, absolutely. I prefer that way of looking at things in terms of how are you going to successfully attract a woman as a man than by throwing out a bunch of pickup artist terms. But you know what? Something else came to mind. It just kind of popped into my head when you were talking about this idea of high quality versus quote unquote value. When you go to the websites where they post the 100 most desirable women every year, and I talk about this sometimes on the show, it's kind of something that's stuck in my craw, right? But they're never really valuable women per se. I mean, they may have money and they may have fame and they may be good looking to some, but these are women who are like drunks and get on Twitter and complain about everything or have been to rehab lately. I mean, is that really desirable? You know what I mean? So I think a lot of times when people are talking about value, they're having a very superficial outlook on everything. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think so. Because what do we talk about when we say value? What's the value of something? It's usually monetary value. That's the common thing in our society when we hear the word value. So I think that this podcast episode is probably clearing the confusion on what value means when they say valuable man or a valuable woman. It's not that he or she has money, but it's what can they bring to the table in terms of being attractive or an attractive partner. I like to kind of look at it as binary. You know, most men out there, they're looking for either casual relationships or they're looking for a monogamous relationship. Once in a while, you'll have someone who's doing some sort of polyamorous thing, but it's just so rare. So it's usually someone's just like, hey, I'm looking to play the field and just have sex. Or there's the other guy who's looking for, you know, to be in a relationship. And so we have these two different things. So it's about what makes you attractive in terms of being able to have either of those, someone who's going to want to sleep with you or someone who's going to want to sleep with you and, of course, be in a relationship with you. And what does that look like? And so that's the stuff that I feel like, I mean, that's everything I'm always talking about on the podcast and on my YouTube channel, right? It's like all these things that make you an attractive man. And we were talking earlier about how it's not money, right? It's like not the money thing that most people think. And it's not, but it, in a way, it can be. If it's not the money, it's what the money represents. Like, no, you don't have to be a rich guy to attract a quality girl, but you're not really a man. I'm just going to start using the word value here because that's what we're talking about. You're not going to be a man of value if you're just living in your parents' basement and you're 25 years old and up with nothing going on in your life, with not a dollar to your name. You're just not going to be attracting most women. Maybe to sleep with them if you're, you know, just going out and doing some pickup techniques or whatever it is, and you can kind of do that for like a one-night stand, sure. But if you want to actually date someone and you want it to work out, you're going to have to do something with your life. So it kind of brings me all to my first point is, I feel one thing that attributes to a man of value is someone who's doing something with his life. And I want to be very clear here, as it doesn't have to be anything crazy. So you can be an accountant. You can be working at a digital marketing agency. Maybe you're an artist of some sort. Whatever it is, as long as you're doing something that you're really into, you're really passionate about, and you have some sort of purpose for your life, or you are strongly on the path to finding that purpose, that is step one. Not necessarily that there's an order. So we'll just say this is one of the main things that I believe attributes to a man of value. He's doing something with his life. Sometimes that ends up you have a lot of money. Cool. Sometimes that means you're just making a mediocre salary. That's fine too. But it's going to be very attractive to a woman. A woman will find you valuable if you really enjoy what you're doing with your life. So that's my first point.
Yeah, you know, several things there. First of all, going all the way back to a couple minutes ago, you were talking about men who want to have a relationship versus men who maybe want to play the field right now. Just to be crystal clear, you're not saying one of those men is valuable per se and the other one is not, right? You're simply drawing the distinction between those two lifestyles, with both of them circling back to you have to have value in the eyes of women no matter what, right?
Correct. Both are fine. It's just one of those, any guy who's listening is going to fall into one of those categories, and that's okay. Either way, you need to be an attractive man. You will need to be an attractive man. I'm not talking about physically. So again, we're using this word loosely here, not physically attractive, but overall attractive, synonymous with a man of value. Again, we're defining what all this is on this episode.
Gotcha.
In order to attract a woman for casual or for a relationship.
Okay, crystal clear. So then you went on to talk about different ways men can represent value to women. You talk about the guy who's got his act together, for lack of a better way to put it. That pretty much succinctly says what you were talking about. He's got a job, he's got ambition, he's got a future, or he's got a plan to have that future. He's on that track. I think the latter works better for men who are, say, under 30 or under 35. You know, if you're in college and you're in medical school, all the girls your age are going to go, ooh, he's going to be a doctor someday. That doesn't work at all if you're 55 years old. You're swearing you're going to be a doctor someday, but you're still, you know, you see what I mean. It's silly. All right. So you talked about you may or may not have a lot of money, but you have a job that you feel like you're born to do. You have purpose. That's the word we're looking for here, a man of purpose. And yet it's not cut and dried, is it? It's not a black and white issue. It's very subjective because let me give you two examples. Let's say you are the director of the world's largest porn studio. Okay. You know, a lot of women aren't going to see you as having a whole lot of value, but a lot of women who are very porn friendly will think you're amazing and they would love to have a guy like you. Right.
That's true.
Another example from the other side of the world would be, let's say you're never going to make any money because you've sworn your life to ministry to very poor people in Haiti. You're basically like my friend Daryl Fulp and his wife. They're the Mother Teresas of Guatemala. They're among the most amazing people I know. His wife absolutely adores him. But, you know, they're not rolling in cash, dude. They're missionaries. But they're of the same mindset in terms of what's important in this life. So there is no greater hero who his wife Wanda could be hitched to than my friend Daryl. It's all about what does value mean to a particular woman. So, aha, here we go, right? How does a guy make sure he's demonstrating value to the kind of woman he wants to attract in particular? That's a great question.
Well, I'm about to make things confusing here. You're going to probably laugh.
I'm not fragile. Ruin the show, man.
What we're talking about here now is the other meaning of value, your values, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to confuse anyone here. Now, there's something called values, what you value in life. Okay, I guess it is sort of similar here.
It's the same word, man.
It is the same word.
That's the way the word was supposed to be defined. It wasn't supposed to be how much are you worth with your money by your name, as Deion Sanders would say. You know, every time they talk about me, they got my money by my name. Remember that quote from Deion Sanders? You know, is that value? I mean, it seems like, you know, that's a little transactional. The whole idea of having values, plural, you want one value or you want multiple values? I think I'd like to have more than one. So preach it, brother. That wasn't a brick through the window at all. I think that's an incredible segue. Riff, do it.
Right, right. So you're going to see your life. You're going to value your life in a certain way, right? Whatever it is that you're doing. And you just gave those examples, right? People who are doing missionary work, you know, another person who's maybe trying to create a business, another person who values maybe more adventure time and less work time. They just kind of use work as a way to make money to then do something else that they really love. So you as a person, and this is what's going to make you valuable. Now we're just getting freaking meta here, is what's going to make you valuable is knowing your values, understanding what they are, embodying them, living them. There's no right or wrong here. And you're going to naturally attract a woman who has those same values. So that's what I think dating is all about, right? Dating, if you're, again, this is more I'm talking if you're trying to find a relationship. Dating is going through and just finding out which woman shares similar values to you. Because if you have values that are similar to someone else's, meaning you guys see life in a similar way and you want the same things out of life, and it doesn't have to be 99%, like it has to be exactly identical, but I'd say a majority, like 70 to 80% of the same things, you are going to be more of a match.
I would argue that holds true even for casual relationships. If you want to date five women at once, you're going to enjoy the time spent with those respective women a lot more if their values are in line with yours. I mean, for example, are you a Corvette guy or are you a beat up Land Rover guy? You know, find women who want to go do what you want to do, who like the things you like, listen to the same music you do, of course. What guy listens to the same music women listen to on the, you know, Taylor Swift station? But you get my drift. If your value is I'm a meatitarian and you meet a woman who's a vegan, you know, you're going to have a hard time going out to dinner together. But if you put on your Match.com profile or your Tinder that, you know, I want a woman who's going to go out with me and eat a bunch of meat all the time. Hey, that's who you'll probably attract. Your values will be aligned. Whether you're marrying her or not, it's nice to have the values in line. And you know what it comes down to, Trip? It comes down to authenticity. Are you trying to be someone you're not? Because, wait for it, someone told you that value meant giving this impression you've got all this money and all this status and all this fame when it's all just smoke and mirrors. Or, you know, are you honestly representing who the hell you are? Do you even know who the hell you are? Which is a whole nother podcast. Do you know who the hell you're looking for? Which is a whole nother podcast. But still, under the assumption that you have a grasp on these things, and if you don't, you know, both Trip and I can help you, gentlemen. Get a hold of whichever coach you like and make it happen, because that's important in this life. But, you know, the more you're authentically at peace with who you are, the more you're not going to try to kid yourself when you reach out to the women you're attracted to and actively choose them. And those women, it's called deserving what you want, right, gentlemen? You know, you are the person who the person you want to attract is going to be attracted to in return. These are the ABCs. This is dating and relating 101 as I see it. So talk to that a little bit, Trip. I mean, how can these guys get in touch with what value means to them if they're kind of a little cloudy on it?
Well, one of the things that I've learned is, well, first of all, just thinking about it. I don't think anyone really sits down and thinks about it. So take a second to think about it, but that's only going to get you so far. Then you're going to have to just try new things, and you're going to have to ask yourself, what do you like? What makes you happy? And you might not know if you're listening to this and you're 21. You might be 35 and listening to this, and you might already know off the top of your head. You're like, oh, I already kind of know. But then it's about doing those things, going after those things, or if you're trying to figure it out, trying new things, going out there and seeing what's available to you, whether that be a certain lifestyle, whether that be a certain hobby, whether it be a certain career path, and doing that, right? I had to do that personally. I didn't really know what kind of lifestyle I wanted. You know, I knew that I wanted to be a dating coach, and that was my main focus for many years. Now at this point, almost 10 years. But I didn't really know what I wanted to do outside of that. You know, what did I like to do for hobbies? Where did I want to live? What did I want my lifestyle to look like? So I had to try a lot of different things. I had to move to a lot of different cities while still maintaining the TripAdvice brand, right? So that was what I was doing, and that was my kind of solid rock. But what kind of woman did I want to share my life with? What did I value? I had to think about it. I had to try new things. I had to date many different types of women to figure out what I thought would align for me. I'd have many conversations with people. I'd listen to podcasts and watch YouTube videos. So it's kind of like this active search while also not just sitting on the couch thinking about it too hard, because that's not going to get you anywhere. So you got to talk to people. You got to either get coaching or just go out and try new things. You got to spend time doing that and not just sitting and procrastinating and watching Netflix all day, you know, after you're done with your work or whatever. So I'd say, you know, you work on that and you see what comes up for you. And then at the same time, you know, hopefully you're working on other aspects of personal development that I think are going to be valuable to you, right? And make you more attractive and a valuable guy. So it's like, okay, we're kind of looking at what we want to do with our lives and what we see our life to be and what kind of person we want to share that with. But then are you doing some of the other things, right? Like, are you making sure that you're living a healthy lifestyle? And I'm not saying that you have to be going to the gym all the time and working on being completely buff and eating 100% healthy. That could be really interesting to one person, but at the very least, I think it's going to put you ahead of other guys if you're maintaining a level of bottom line being healthy, right? Because if you're severely underweight, overweight, maybe you have some mental health issues and you're not attacking any of those, you're not really going to be very successful at finding out what you want to do with your life and how you want to and who you want to share your life with. It's going to be hard because all these other things are getting in the way. You know what I'm saying? So I want guys to know that they also have to be working on the health aspect of their life in order to think clearly and work clearly on what it is that they value. And so then you can finally achieve that or at least be on your way.
Yeah, the guys listening to this show, all of you understand that this idea of values is a holistic one. It's not, okay, I've got a good job, I'm done. All right, right. I'm healthy, right. I'm done. Okay, I built my social life up, I'm done. I can bowl a 300 game, I'm done. whatever it is that's important to you in life, you should be going after. And it should be multidimensional, right? You know, there's health, there's spirituality, there's emotional wellness, there's our relationships, there's our relationships with friends and with women and, you know, in between family members. The list goes on. Career, hobbies, things you have as a side hustle, things you're interested in, things that you know how to do just because it builds your self-esteem that you know how to do it, playing an instrument, being involved in a sport, et cetera, et cetera. And two things come to mind. First of all, you talked about, hey, look, if you're 21, no one expects you to have things figured out. And a lot of times, not a lot of times, but a couple times every couple months, a guy will call me up who's a young guy who feels a little beaten up by this show because he doesn't have his act together like a 50-year-old serial entrepreneur. And I'm always very quick to clarify with those guys, hey, man, you know what? You got some time to figure it all out. You're in college. You have a life ahead of you that has yet to be formed. You actually don't want to make hasty decisions. You want to feel this out. You want to build your identity as a man, as a real man. I mean, hell yeah. If you can bottle up and take a big old swig of all those things that make older men attractive to younger women, you're going to get all of the women your age. Okay. I mean, that is the truth. But, you know, I'll have guys who are Annapolis cadets, West Point guys call me up and express this sort of sentiment. And the common denominator trip is that these guys are exactly the kind of guys who have their head together enough at their age that I'm fully confident they're going to get it sorted out. It's the guys who don't really feel the need to get it sorted out. Hey, you know what? I'm just going to live with my mommy in the basement for as long as I can get away with it because that's the easy button. I don't have to do anything. And what that brings us to is this pandemic societal cancer, frankly. I'm going to go ahead and use an extreme term like that. This societal cancer where people think they deserve stuff by default. I mean, I'm not going to get too political on this show, but if you look at the candidates trying to take on Donald Trump, it's a race to give away as much stuff to people as possible. And some of it's preposterous. We're going to pay off your student loans and we're going to give you free health care. And everybody crosses the border, we're just going to pay for them. This idea of specifically paying everybody to vote for them. Here are all these gifts. Here are all these donations to you that you didn't personally work for that are only driving the mentality that you don't have to. I mean, hell, any kid right now who's got student loans would be out of their mind to pay another cent on it till they see who wins the presidency next year. It's like, well, hell, you know, this is all going to get paid for anyway. What am I going to do? Make this payment this month? What about all the people who already paid off their student loans? They must feel pretty dumb for having paid it off. After all, the government's just going to give us everything. People who have value aren't paying any attention to that, okay? I'll give you a real-world example. When we went to Nicaragua several years ago, our tour guide told us that Daniel Ortega made a campaign promise when he was running to return as president of Nicaragua that he would give everybody $30. I'll give you 30 bucks if you vote for me. And he won in a landslide. That's how inexpensively everybody was bought down there. 30 bucks. So if you're waiting around for a handout, if you're depending on someone else to pay your way, by definition, you haven't figured out value yet. And yes, this is about money at this point. If you need someone to support you, if you're hoping someone will support you, hell, my wife Emily would go out on dates and these guys would figure out based on her match profile how much money she was making. She was doing very well as a salesperson. And they would think, yeah, you know, I just won the lottery. I got me a sugar mama. And it was disgusting to her. Because, you know, women want a man who is a leader. Women want a man who has a plan, who has some ambition. And yet we're experiencing this cancerous epidemic of men in this country who admittedly have been told their masculinity doesn't even matter anymore anyway and are given nothing to replace it with but beta weakness. So in a way, you can't blame them. But by sitting around waiting to be spoon-fed and not really thinking it's all that important to do anything with my life, they're certainly not making themselves any more attractive to the high-quality women they think, because they've been told by the pickup artist movement, that they already deserve, right?
Right. But of course, you need to be the one to be able to go out there and actually do it for yourself.
Absolutely. And I don't know why that isn't obvious to so many more people.
And you know, what I want to do here is I want to kind of sum up something that you said earlier in terms of, you know, all the things to be focusing on. Something that I talk about a lot is breaking it down into really five categories. I just want to simplify it for the guys out there because they've probably heard so much stuff, right? So I like to simplify it into wealth, health, appearance, and lifestyle. And the fifth thing is your ability to be charismatic and converse with a woman.
I would add a sixth one. That's character. That's being a man of integrity, a guy who does what you say you're going to do, who has a cornerstone belief system, whether the light's shining on him or not, he's going to do the right thing. Because I think that's what gets you a woman who's like that and is the foundation of healthy relationships in general.
How would someone work on that? Or how would someone work on that and or display that?
Well, I didn't mean to hijack your list. I was just adding to it.
No. I'm curious. I agree with you. I'm just curious about like what someone can do. What do they do with that?
Well, first of all, I think a lot of men and women are led to believe things as kids. They're taught by their parents. They're taken to church. They're told there is no God. Whatever they're told as a child, they grow up and they never give it much thought. Like you said, people go around not thinking about deep things anymore. They're too busy. They're too inundated with media. They're too inundated with fluff. And they grow up thinking they believe this, and yet they're not acting like they believe it. I can't tell you how many guys I've talked to who are like, oh, yeah, I am absolutely a Christian. I go to church on Sundays, but they're banging every chick in sight. And then they feel guilty about it. It reminds me of a joke by Emo Phillips. When I was a kid, I used to pray to God every night for a bicycle. Then I realized God doesn't work that way. So I stole one and asked him to forgive me. You know, I think a lot of people operate under the premise that it's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is for permission. Well, a man of character has figured out, okay, look, if I'm going around telling myself that I don't believe in sex before marriage because this is my faith, this is my belief system, then I either have to live that way or I have to admit to myself that's not my belief system. That isn't my faith. I can't keep lying to myself. I can't keep living a double life. And over the years, I've helped guys feel a lot better about sorting out what it is they really believe. They're adults now. They have a right to believe what they want to believe. Some guys adopt a faith that's different than their parents, and they catch hell from their parents for it, literally. Well, whatever that means, you have to be, I don't want to say true to yourself, because that's a cliche, but that's exactly what I'm saying. You have to be a man who knows what the hell it is he believes. You have to have thought about it. All these people on Twitter who are falling in line with one political side or the other without asking why my side believes that, or do I really believe what I'm being told? Just going along with the flow. You're being beta. You're being a follower. You're not being a leader if you're like that. And we all know that those are the opposite traits to what women are really attracted to. Women want men who think for themselves, have a plan, have ambition, and who lead. It's fundamental. Yet, it's so much easier to be lazy, isn't it? And if you're lazy with the very foundation of who the hell you are and you haven't even thought about it, then you can't expect much to trickle up from that. Not the wealth, not the social life, not the amazing women, none of it, because you haven't figured out who the hell you are. Now, how do you do that? You spend some time with yourself. You, first of all, recognize the freedom you have to think for yourself. You don't have to believe something just because someone told you to believe it. But if you decide you believe it, you better be able to cash the checks you're writing, so to speak. You got to make sure that if you believe this stuff, then your lifestyle will reflect it. It's got to be the lifestyle you want to reflect. If you don't feel like reflecting a lifestyle where you're not going to sleep with any women until you're married to them, you need to change what you believe. And you know what? That's okay. As long as you're congruent, as long as your belief systems match up and you don't have anything that's in steep contradiction to itself, you're going to be fine. And that's something that you can work through with a mentor, you know, which brings us full circle to why coaching is important. If you've got a relationship with your dad, that's great. If you've got someone older and wiser who you look up to in this life, that person would probably be thrilled to mentor you. And at the very least, get in a group of like-minded guys, preferably offline in real life, and figure this out with other human beings who you respect, other men, other people who are going to give you wisdom, not help perpetuate your foolishness, not people who will let you sit there in the dark, pampering yourself into mediocrity, as a famous preacher once said. You've got to deserve what you want, and that means figuring it out. And once you have that cornerstone belief system in place, all these other things you're talking about on your list become a lot easier to think about. They may not be a lot easier to attain because, yes, real work, real blood, sweat, and tears is involved. But at least you have the foundation of that house built.
I like that. Well said.
Well, you asked, and I've thought about this a lot. This is something I do give a lot of thought to. And a lot of guys come to me with that very quandary going on in their life. Lots of young guys. And indeed, lots of guys who are in their mid-30s, 40s, even 50s haven't figured that stuff out yet. But there's a freedom in figuring it out. All of a sudden, you aren't owned by anybody else. You're your own man. You figured out what you believe, and you figured out that the lifestyle you live feels pretty damn good when you're doing what you believe in and you're not lying to yourself, because then it's a lot easier not to lie to other people too. Remember the guy we talked about earlier who shows up for a date trying to impress a woman with how much money and fame and stuff he has when he has none? There's no longer any need for that. You know, a lot of it's maturity. A lot of it is growing up. You know, that's a big part of it. Anyway, let's get back to your list because, you know, I think everything on your list was valid, and I think it definitely springs up from what we just discussed about character. So go ahead and delineate those, man. They're important points.
Yeah, totally. And I think character is like the over – I wouldn't even put it – if I were to make the list, which I did, I would put that as the overarching theme. It's like character is something that you should have in terms of – I like to see it as the golden rule. Treat others how you want to be treated. Live with integrity. It's like that should be like the core.
Well, I think that's fair. I think that's absolutely how it should be. But unfortunately, nowadays, it's not like that. That's why I would add it in with the list, just to make sure it gets talked about and thought about.
Oh, totally. Yeah. It has to be reminded 100%. And I'm saying is that that's something you kind of work on in the background. And then the other part that you work on in the background that you should always be working on is your wealth, health, lifestyle, and appearance. You should always be working on your wealth in terms of you should be building more wealth. It doesn't matter what you're doing with your work. You should be doing the correct things with your money so you don't become broke. That's wealth. Health is you should always be striving to be healthier so you can have more energy, so you can feel healthier, so you can live longer. Then there's lifestyle, which is your hobbies, your friends, those are things that you should be doing outside of your work and doing that because that's ultimately going to be making you happier in the long run because you need to be socializing and you need to be in a good environment and you need to be doing hobbies so you can just have a well-balanced lifestyle. And then appearance is you should always optimize your appearance. So, you know, whatever you're doing, you should always try to look your best because women are still attracted to physical traits. Okay, so you should always be dressing your best. You should always be, you know, making sure you have the right haircut that matches with your face shape. You should be, working out, eating healthy so you maintain a healthy figure. So it's like all these things I just listed in the past 2 minutes, those are things you should always be working on in the background. I actually talk about this a lot in my book, Magnetic, is I say you got to be working on those things in the background as well as, I like this new edition of your character, and then also, the fifth one is working on, well, how does conversing with women work? How do you, you know, break through the shyness of going over to a woman and saying hello and having interesting conversation and working a room and being able to convey that you're an interesting person who does interesting things, who loves your life, but do it without bragging. This is what charisma is. Someone who's charismatic is someone who gets devotion from others. So people respect you. Right. So it's working on this as a whole. And then when you combine all this, I mean, you're a force to be reckoned with. I mean, it's pretty crazy. And it's just simple. Most guys don't do any of that stuff. They just go to work and they come home and they go to bed and then they live that lifestyle and they wonder, well, why isn't anything working for me? Because you're not doing anything. But if you just do the things that we broke down here and work on that, you are going to start to become a very valuable person because you have a life. You're doing something with your life. and you're not just working on a few things. You know, I can imagine a lot of guys maybe listening to this podcast and my podcast as well are just, you know, working on, okay, how do I meet women? And then also just doing their job or doing their schoolwork. Whereas if you want to become a well-rounded person and a valuable person, like Scott, you said, you got to have the holistic approach, working on all these little things. And it doesn't have to be overwhelming. It's crazy how much little things you could do to make such a big difference in all these different areas, but consistently working on it and never thinking that it's ever going to stop. Like, your whole life should be dedicated to personal development so you can always be a better version of yourself every single year. And the rewards from that will be so great because you're going to be happier. You're going to be more fulfilled. You're going to be getting the things that you want out of life. And you're going to be achieving goals. All this together is going to build your self-esteem. So you're just going to love yourself so much because you're actually doing something. So everything right there, that's what I would say is value.
Brilliant. And you know, based on what you said, if you're the whole package, how can you possibly not be valuable in the truest sense of the word, right?
Right. Exactly.
Now, you mentioned charisma and respect. And I think that brought a whole new angle to this conversation. And it's how others are perceiving you. You know, a lot of macho guys are going around saying, I don't care what people think of me. Yeah, well, if you don't care what other people think of you, you're not going to have a lot of friends, you're not going to have a whole lot of influence, and you're not going to have a whole lot of success. I think what guys are trying to say is, I'm not going to let the random opinions of other people influence my core belief system, my integrity, and my values. Aha. That's what guys should really mean when they go around blurting, I don't care what people think of me. But a lot of times, unfortunately, I've seen a lot of guys misinterpret the true meaning of that statement, kind of twist it around and kind of treat it like, screw you. I don't care about you. And that's not so good, because you need other people in this world to help drive your success. None of us live in a vacuum. You're going to need the woman of your dreams to be attracted to you. What? You don't care what your future wife or the next girlfriend you have long term, or even the woman you're going out with on Saturday night, even thinks of you? Come on, stop kidding yourself. You're only kidding yourself. Of course you care. Respect means people know your value. How's that for a definition of respect? You know, when people don't value you, when you're a triviality to them, they trivialize your very presence. When what comes out of your mouth has meaning, when what you do carries weight, when how you think and where you go and how you affect people has worth behind it, then you're respected. That's what it means. And charisma is, in many ways, the act of being charming. And charming is making people want more of you. People like having you around. And, you know, if you find something valuable, you would like to have more of it. Like, if you have a small pot of gold, you would like to have a bigger pot of gold. If you like ice cream, you would like to have more of it. Of course, you know, you got to keep the health factor there. Limit your ice cream if you're a man of value. But I think those are very important points to make, along with the others we've made in the show. We're running out of time. Man, this is one of those concepts, one of those topics that we could probably do an entire weekend seminar on. But thank you for bringing so much valuable information to the table about value, Tripp, and it's been a great conversation.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, I'd like to point these guys to your podcast, which happens to be in the self-help category on iTunes. You can also find it on Stitcher and Spotify and anywhere you download your podcasts. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the link directly to that podcast by going to www.mountaintoppodcast.com/trip advice, TRIPPADVICE. And it's called the How to Talk to Girls podcast, and it has a nice teal cover with easy-to-read letters on it, which we value around here ourselves. By the way, you guys who are starting a podcast, that's one of the golden rules that a lot of people overlook. When you're on iTunes, your little icon for your podcast is going to be so tiny that having large letters that are easy to read so that we can see the title of your podcast is huge. Just a huge way to advance your podcast. Anyway, the How to Talk to Girls podcast is on iTunes. I've been a guest on that podcast. It's very, very well produced. You can also go to Trip Advice YouTube channel, and you can marvel at the hundreds of thousands of subscribers he has and perhaps become one yourself. And like I said, Tripp, great conversation. One that was long overdue, you know?
Yes, I'm glad we had it. Many years later, it's nice to be back. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, it's been my pleasure all the way. And guys, make sure that you get the pleasure of stopping by www.mountaintoppodcast.com. I keep building more and more value, there's that word again, into that website as much as I can. Show notes, free reports. You can visit the Amazon influencer page and look at all the books from all of our guests. Links, of course, to Tripp's podcast and Tripp's YouTube channel on the latest show notes, and get on board my newsletter where I'll give you daily actionable advice on how to be this man of character who has value, who attracts women, and all those other wonderful things that come along when you are an attractive man who gets the women in your life you want. It's all there for you at www.mountaintoppodcast.com. And until the next episode, this is Scott McKay from X and Y Communications in San Antonio, Texas. Be good out there.
The Mountaintop Podcast is produced by X and Y Communications. All rights reserved worldwide. Be sure to visit www.mountaintoppodcast.com for show notes. And while you're there, sign up for the free X and Y Communications newsletter for men. This is Ed Roy Odom speaking for the Mountaintop Podcast.